Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcast.
Shining at the end of every day, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And
when all right, we're live here for episode number 218 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. My name's Gary, as you can see right below. How do I do the finger thing? I am in Rhode Island, and Mike is in sunny Florida. As we go live on Facebook for episode 218, Mike, how you doing today in the
doing
sunny Southwest studios? Yes.
Doing good, Mr. Klinsman. How are you?
Good. Yeah, very good. We're very professional. We got my I can see your microphone, you can see mine now. I got the new stand.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure to adjust the camera so you can kind of see my microphone.
Yep. I did the same.
I got the Epcot 35 hat. I got a fresh haircut. Look at that baldy head. Although
you can see the window out there.
Yeah,
it's still light out.
Ceiling fan going, yes sir.
Ceiling fan's going.
Yep, got my beer ready to go. We got Doug Willing. Susie's with us already. Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
You got the audio on yours there, Bill. I can hear some background noise going.
Yeah, that's Susie. She's got hers on.
Oh, tell her to pipe down.
Can you turn that down? Because we can hear it.
I was only kidding.
Yeah, we can hear it.
Turn it down?
Yeah. You want to say hi?
Susie.
Not really.
Okay, she doesn't want to say
hi.
Hi, Susie.
I don't want to be on camera. I'll say hi.
Okay.
Come on, Rhodes.
I can see Rhodes' tail in the background.
Hey, Rhodes.
So what's new, Bill? Rhodey. How was your week?
Rhodey.
Hey.
This is what happened on live broadcast.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Sometimes you get poppers in there and making some trouble. That's what happens. So how's everyone doing? I heard the Willings are camping, possibly, or at least Sue. She said she's going to have to use all her bandwidth to go live with us here.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's pretty fantastic. So what's new? How's things down in Florida this week?
Getting warm now, Bill. Getting warm.
Oh, okay.
It's 91 today.
Ooh, 91.
That's pretty much what it's going to top out.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was up here yesterday. Got up to 91.
What's it today?
I think it got to like 82 today.
Jeremy, Doug's in two hovers.
I don't know what that means.
It's up like in Duluth area. Of Duluth.
Oh, that's a nerdy
Lakes
Minnesota
area.
Town. Oh, way up there.
What's the temperature up there, Douglas, right now?
Yeah, we need to know. There's a little delay, but...
Yes.
So what's new?
Nothing, Bill.
Nothing, really?
Nothing. Got my Grand Floridian shirt on.
Mm.
You like that one,
very
don't
nice.
You?
I got my Three Caballeros shirt.
Three Caballeros.
It's a little awkward because you can't see me.
But I can see you. I can see you on our Facebook Live, though.
Oh, you're on delay?
Yeah. Jeremy.
Is Jeremy with us today?
No, he's working right now. He's got a terror. They got a sheriff's department shotgun.
Oh, that's like a 6-hour job.
That thing went out at 12:30, Bill, and it's miserable.
They're probably
because you don't make any money. You can't sell any ball.
No nickels. Those guys aren't tipping.
And then the new owners were thinking, oh, we might be able to still do our 5:30 couple shotgun.
Oh, fantastic.
Like you have like 26 groups going out at 12:30 and you think in 5 hours you're going to have... I worked it last year and those carts didn't come in until 5:15. There were 70 carts that have to be cleaned and put away.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you're not flipping those.
Willing says it's 72 where he is.
72.
That's nice.
57 in Westerly.
Yeah, well, that's okay. It's nice.
So you went from 91 to 57?
Oh, 57 is nighttime. We got up in the 80s today in Warwick.
Oh, did you?
Low 80s, yeah. I decided to open up two beers for the live episode because you never know how it's going to go.
Yeah, that's good.
That is good.
Boy, that St. Augustine grass is brutal.
Yeah, you having some troubles there?
Oh, it's tough.
Is it hard to cut? Like, it just, like...
It's strong, but it has, like, lots of roots and...
Ooh, the roots, yeah.
Yeah, and they're just growing into the gardens and stuff. It's tough.
I don't know if my... Is there an... How's the audio going right now for everybody? Because I'm showing some feedback. I don't know. Hopefully everything sounds good.
I can hear you fine.
You can hear me? Well, I'm not worried about you. I'm
worried about you're worried about audience. Everybody else.
Yes.
Mr. Jenamine.
It was in the 80s. So they're camping in the 80s. They got lucky because didn't they have like 2 feet of snow like a week and a half ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago or so. Yeah.
Oh, Willing says it sounds good. Thanks, Doug. He's our audio engineer.
He is.
Up in, what'd you say? Is Becker?
Two hoppers.
Two beers equals pee breaks. Well, that's true.
You're not that old yet. You can hold two down.
No, but I, you know what? With dinner, I had two of those giant, you know, those like Arizona iced tea, the Arnold Palmer ones, like the 24 ounce, those giant cans are like this.
Just get a lemonade pitcher. We can't see anything.
That's true.
You'll be fine.
You don't know. I might not even be wearing pants in the studio right now.
I was thinking about doing the shirt and tie tonight.
Oh, really? You should have told me.
Will you do it with me on our next?
No.
Live?
I'm not doing that nonsense.
You're not doing a shirt and tie?
Imagine that. A tuxedo. drinking beers and talking nonsense.
Like, if we have like a milestone, like 250, 300, we should. Like, 250 would be good. We could go rent tuxes.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to commit to that.
You won't get a tux?
No, I'm not getting a tux. I'll wear something that I already own. 250? We're already at 218 today. That's only like next February.
All right, so yeah, let's plan next February. We'll wear tuxes.
I'm not wearing a tux.
You're ridiculous.
Oh, we'll go live in next July when I have to rent a tux for my sister's wedding anyway.
Oh, all right.
We'll just still go twofer.
Well, we're gonna go live there too. She just doesn't know.
You think that rule's gonna be broken very easily?
I don't know. I could break
just,
it.
You're just gonna be sitting there like this, holding the phone. We're live.
And just tag everybody so like she like just that night she sees it. Just be so irritated.
Oh, my Christmas suit. That's a good idea.
You have a Christmas suit?
I do, yes. All I have to do is wear the jacket. That's true. All right, people are really into the whole suit and tie idea here.
So maybe we could just go open collar with a jacket?
Well, no, we could still wear... We don't have to wear the pants, though, is what they're saying.
Okay.
I could still wear cargo shorts and have a nice shirt and a suit jacket on with a tie.
Oh, my God.
Joe Regano's with us today.
Poor boy Joe is in the hizzo.
All about food and drink. It's always about food and drink. Not last week, though. That was a great episode. I listened to it.
Did it come out good?
Yeah, it came out good. I like the end, the medley of TV show theme songs at the end.
And then Michael Barone Schaefer wasn't happy because we got to do another show, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we said while we were recording. That was spur of the moment, so we didn't really...
do much planning.
No, we didn't plan it ahead of time, so we weren't ready for, like, top 10 list. We didn't have, you know, we didn't really do our research. Like, after we got done, I was thinking of some like, the Saturday morning cartoon ones that were past your prime.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Willing liked that show, but like think of like the DuckTales and the Gummy Bears. You probably didn't watch any of those shows, did you?
I watched DuckTales. I didn't watch Gummy Bears. Those were the things that we used to eat at like baseball games.
Yeah, but I think Michael Eisner created that show for like Disney Saturday mornings or whatever, the Gummy Bears.
Oh, was it a pretty bad show?
No, it was a good show. It was good. But it was like I said, but they had great theme songs. Let's not get into the theme songs again this week.
Okay.
We'll save that for another week down the line.
Yeah, Jenamine.
So I need to call you to the carpet a little bit here before we get into the topic here.
I'm looking at my rib roast that I did.
Do you like the locations underneath the name?
Yes. Yeah, why? Yeah.
Well, you asked for that. You're a diva. You send me texts an hour before we go live saying do this, update the infrastructure.
Couple hours.
Update the infrastructure. And then I send you a message a half hour before we go on. I'm like, hey, can you get in the studio a couple minutes early so we're ready to go? I get radio silence until 7:58. Heading in, it says. You're like Mike Francesa.
I walk in. Just start the show without me. I got to go get my Diet Coke.
The theme songs play. The problem is, and you don't understand this because the technical aspect, I have to like restart everything to get the video to work because otherwise it just shows a picture of the website where you are. So I have to close everything out and restart. So it's not like I could just pull it up instantly.
Is this all you've got right now? Is this your only bitch right now?
Well, I'm telling you, you're like Francesa. Theme song's playing and you walk in. You don't even like come in 2 minutes before. No prep. Nothing.
That's because I am the Por Favor podcast. Oh, okay. And he was Mike and the Mad Dog.
And now he's Mike's on. He's back.
It's a beautiful thing, too.
That was a power play, huh?
That's a great show. I listen to that all the time. Do you like it?
It just started back up this week, right?
Yeah. Monday it started, I think.
That's like a Brett Favre move. Retires for like a month and a half, then comes back.
Can't stay away from the microphone. No, he's like you and I.
That's right. He doesn't have the blue snowball like we do, though.
No, he doesn't. Mike's on. He's ready
don't start
to go.
Willing. I don't want to hear Doug Willing calling him the talent. If you think Mike's the talent, then we got big problems here.
Yeah, see, he's exactly right. Isn't that what the talent's supposed to do?
No, that's incorrect. That is incorrect. I'm getting messages here on the Por Favor hotline. What's going on here? Mark Burak. How do you say his name? Your buddy Mark, his last name?
Oh, Baracek.
Baracek. He's in studio. Well, not in studio. Is he watching right now? He's live. He probably won't hang on very long. This is nonsense.
I can't see who's in here.
No? I just get a... I'm on the... I have it like minimized kind of so I can just see who pops in the comments they're making.
Yeah, it's not coming in.
Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
Yeah, let's see it, Jürgen.
This is the Drip Drop Coffee Stout from Otter Creek Brewing Company. Where are they out of? Otter Creek Brewing, Middlebury, Vermont. This is a 5.6% alcohol by volume coffee stout. I like this one. I got a six-pack of this for Christmas from Por Favor Susan back in the Cranston Studios.
This studio's all over the place.
Oh, we got them popping up. We're like...
They're like mushrooms when it rains.
That's like Subway franchises. You can't go 10 feet without hitting one.
Yeah, that's true.
Subway's and what's the other one? Mattress Firm? There's a lot of those around.
Is there?
They used to be the Sleepies. Trust Sleepies for the rest of your life.
Hello there, gentlemen.
Making any nickels lately? I heard you might have gone to the
Yeah. We made three nickels on that transaction last night.
Oh, okay. Yes. Do you want to get into it, or are you still afraid the statute of limitations isn't up?
it was a customer of mine.
A repeat customer?
He was one of my regular ball sales guys.
He knew to come to the candy man, huh?
Yeah, so he just comes, pops his trunk. He said, I said, you playing? He said, yeah. And he joked. He said, you want me to just go? And I said, yeah, go ahead.
and he just so happened to give you a couple nickels.
Right.
Hey, that's how it goes sometimes.
Three nickels. Do you like nickels?
Yeah, they're good. Can't go wrong with that. Getting important messages here, Bill?
Yeah. It's a YouTube notification.
Ooh, very good.
Nothing gonna break a man's stride.
You said you were watching a 70s resort in-room resort video the other day? Is that
no, right? It was like 88 or something.
Is that, it was like the whole TV channel though?
Yeah, it was
that's
good.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
I remembered it too, like I was there yesterday.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it was good.
Was that like the Resort TV one? Is that the YouTube page that it was on?
I don't even know what page it was on.
Yeah, because they have some good stuff. Like, they go to the parks all the time, and they do, like, live videos in the parks, but they have a lot of the old in-room videos on their YouTube page. They have a really, really good YouTube page. They have all the Stacy, like, every year of the Stacy channel, they have...
Every single year, so, like, when they make just a minor
tweak.
Yeah,
pretty much. They have all, you know... You know those, like, Disney Vacation DVDs you could order?
Mm-hmm.
They have all those from, like, every year that you can get. They have some real nerdy ones from the 90s where it's like vacation for grandparents, vacation with kids, vacations for adults. It was pretty... There's a wormhole on that YouTube page you can get into, definitely. That's right up your alley, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All the old the in-room stuff, though, is fantastic.
He's getting in a lot of trouble right now.
Ooh, the road dog?
Oh, all I heard is her say, "You are always bad."
That's not good.
Oh, there's a lot of commotion. "You are always bad." Oh, God.
My wife is, she's jealous of my relationship with Stacey Aswad.
I didn't even know you had a relationship.
Well, no, like my feelings towards her, I guess.
Did you want to talk about it in front of our 2.5 million listeners tonight?
No, I think it's normal. I mean, you go to Disney, you stay in the hotel, and it's like a warm hug welcoming you into the room, putting on the Stacey channel.
Yeah.
And watching. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, right?
No, the weekend that I went up alone last year when I stayed at Port Orleans, that was like my WFAN radio. I just listened to that all night.
Had it on in the background.
It was my background.
I used to do that at home, listen to WFAN. I could get
Steve Summers.
Yeah, I could get that. I could get the channel like in my bedroom in Cranston, all the way from New York City. Put it on the AM dial.
I actually got that midway through Indiana.
Wow.
Driving home one time.
Talk about a flamethrower, huh?
That thing. And it was like, clear. It was clear as day. I was like just past Gary, Indiana, and Gary, I was picking Indiana. That feed up.
2:15 on the fan. Mink Man with the update. 2020 update.
Mink's good. All the update guys were good.
Yeah. The 2020 update.
WFAN 2020 sports. Do do do. 2:20. I'm just John Mako. Do.
Should we get into this week's topic, Bill, or do you want to just BS for a little longer?
I don't care. Do whatever you want.
I'm the talent.
You're driving this shit right now.
I'm the talent. That's right. And don't you forget
Mr. Klinsmann.
So what? So you decided you want? You said you wanted to get into this topic. This was something that you've been, thinking about, or just saying it might get us like reinvigorated. I guess was the word. I don't know if that's the word you used to describe it, but. Oh, Michael Hurley joined the live broadcast.
Oh, am I in there now?
Yeah. Hello, William.
How you doing,
hello,
Steve?
Hello, Jenamine.
Hello there, sir. This is pulling data right now.
Oh, yeah? What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm getting like, analytics right now from this feed.
Oh, boy.
I'm clicking too many buttons
Don't go too far. You're going to end the broadcast halfway through. I don't even know what's going on.
I'm clicking way too many buttons right now.
Not that it would make much of a difference, as we have like four people watching us. If we just ended and talked to each other for the rest of the time, no one would really miss us.
Who's watching right now?
I don't know. I just it just shows me the people's comments. I don't know who's hanging on still. Uh-oh. What did I do? Clicking buttons. I don't know. All right. So this was your idea of a topic of when and how our obsession or love affair with Walt Disney World started, correct?
That is correct, sir. Jenny.
And it's not so much like, oh, when I was a kid, I liked riding Dumbo. Now I like Disney. It's more like, how did we get to this point in our lives where we watch resort YouTubes and think about restaurants to go to every week? That's kind of what you're thinking of, right?
Yeah, how do we become like this?
How is this our obsession? I think a lot of it is it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, though, because we talk about nonsense every week on the podcast, so we have to come up with stuff to talk about. But we would talk about it before we had the podcast. We would just message each other on Facebook and talk about nerdy Disney stuff, pretty much just like we do now, except it was just all in text.
We're obsessed way before we did our show, though, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Joe Regano wants to know about the three nickels. He's just getting up caught up on that. I think he's impressed.
Joe, I don't know if you know Sean. He drives the black SUV. Mm-hmm. He's from China, and he has a nice Titleist bag, kind of like a tour bag.
Oh, the mini tour bag?
Mini tour Titleist nice. Bag. He hits balls a lot, and he plays with his wife, but he might not be a morning guy.
Oh, is Regano just a morning guy?
Yeah, Joe's just he just works in the mornings.
That's a good move. I like that idea. You don't have to deal with the closing nonsense. Just get everyone out there, set up the range. Then you can go play pickleball the rest of the day.
You can go play a pickleball with a cha-cha.
Since you came up with the topic, though, why don't you tell me what made you think of it? Because obviously you must have had something in mind when you came up with it.
Yeah, it was when the obsession began, Bill. Mm-hmm. And I think I went, let's see, how many times did I go? Do you remember? I went once as a kid when we went for Thanksgiving.
How would I?
And then we because you should have been taking notes.
Oh, all these years, yes.
You're like Cosmo Kramer's intern.
Yeah, Kramerica.
That was dumb, wasn't it?
It's very dumb.
That was one of the best shows, I think, though. Oh, don't you think?
Definitely.
So I went once in the 70s, and then we went either back-to-back or we skipped the year, but we stayed at two dives off of I-Drive.
Yeah. So the first time you went, you were living in Florida, right?
We were living down in Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale.
And you were too young to remember anyway.
Too young to remember, yeah. I was probably two or three.
Okay.
But I guess my mom told me that I started crying on the Hall of Presidents, and my dad had to take me out.
Oh, he must have been mad. William doesn't like that.
No. That was probably back in the day when you could smoke in there, too.
That's true.
He's probably smoking a heater in there watching Nixon giving his speech.
Nixon. Who would it have been?
Nixon's here. What's that?
Who would it have been in, like, 75? Was that Carter, or was it still Ford at that point? Or Ford was...
76 would have been Carter, because Carter was 76 to 80.
Yeah.
And then Reagan was 80 to 88.
So it would have been Ford then before Carter.
Yeah, probably.
So either Ford or Carter. Those are two duds that you might have seen in there. Not a good...
Nixon's.
Fault. Nixon's here. Anyway, moving along. So that was your first trip. Then you stayed in a couple dives, went to the parks with the... it wouldn't even have been just Epcot and Magic Kingdom at that point, right?
No, when I stayed at the dives, it was... Yeah, it would have been, It would have been Epcot and Magic Kingdom.
So you were, like, what, 8,
and 9, the first 10? Dive I went to was when they were doing Epcot, when they were still building it.
Oh, so it was before 82.
So it was probably 81.
Because didn't you say you, like, took the monorail over, like...
Summer, yeah, it was around... It had to have been the summer of 81 because we took the monorail from the Magic Kingdom.
And you could see the progress there and everything.
They would leave from the transportation and ticket center, and then they would actually let you into Epcot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you took the monorail, mm-hmm. And then you got off, and they just kind of let you in, like, the entrance area right around Spaceship Earth, and they were just talking about the progress and what was going on.
Well, that's cool.
It's pretty cool.
Even as a youngin, that was still interesting to you?
Yeah.
So you went a couple times pre-Epcot, and then when was the first time you went after Epcot was open? Was that when you stayed at the Grand Floridian?
That was 88.
So that was pre-MGM, but just before.
Correct.
I think we're getting heckled from Regano right now.
Can we just block him right now? You want to throw him off?
I think I could. I don't know how. I'm not gonna look a gift horse in the mouth, though.
He's just sitting there.
Yeah,
screen goes blank.
All of a sudden, our reservations are canceled, though.
Mm.
You got to be nice to him.
Until October.
Yes.
And then we can throw him off.
Oh, even I'm getting heckled from my wife now. We need a dispute.
We haven't really had a good fight in a while, have we?
No, but what are we going to fight about? We're talking about when we fell in love with Disney World. Are we going to fight you on it?
The first time I looked into your eyes, I cried. Do you remember? See, a little love song.
There you go. That's better. That'll get him. That'll get him hooked. So talk about the Grand Floridian.
88. We stayed there.
So you're a nerdy 15-year-old at that point.
Nerdy 15-year-old. And we were going to stay, I think, two or three there and then the rest of it on iDrive.
Okay.
And my mom pleaded with my dad after we first checked in. She's like, we can't leave here and go back to iDrive. I'm like, no, absolutely not. So we went back down to the front desk and asked if our room was available. And they said, yeah, you could spend the rest of the week. So we stayed there.
Nice.
For the entire week. And it was my first, it was when I fell in love with the resorts.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it happened, Bill.
Yeah, because all three monorail resorts were open at that point. And then Wilderness Lodge as well, Fort Wilderness, all that was, well, not Wilderness Lodge, but Fort Wilderness and then the Contemporary, Poly. Now, did you guys spend a lot of time at the resorts?
Yes, we actually did.
Yeah.
We actually did. That was when you did the, you know, you'd get a coffee, get a quick breakfast, and then go over to the park around 9 or 10. Stay until about, you know, we'd stay a lot of times until about 1. Go back to the Grand, go for a swim, and then my dad would just, he wouldn't want to go back to the park. So me and my mom always went back for the 3 o'clock parade.
Oh, okay.
So we'd always go back for the 3 o'clock parade. After that was done, we'd come back to the resort, swim a little bit, grab some dinner. We ate there a lot, too.
At the Grand Floridian?
Yeah.
What places were there in
You know, I don't remember, but I know downstairs, I think downstairs they had an Italian restaurant. It was an Italian restaurant when they first opened it.
Where the Grand Floridian Cafe is now?
Yeah, because okay. I think Citrico's and Narcusi's have always been there.
I think
as well as 1900 Park Fair, but there was a little Italian joint that was on that first floor and they served breakfast. Because we had breakfast there. I don't think we ever had dinner down there.
Mm. Did you resort hop? Was that a thing?
Yes. Well, it was for me because I was old enough to do things on my own.
I see.
So like one of the days my mom paid for me to do the water sprites.
Oh, nice.
And I just went cruising around Seven Seas Lagoon. I even went out back to Bay Lake. I think my mom said, don't go too far. I want to be able to keep an eye on you. I just see you later. I'm going to the Contemporary. Yeah. You know,
Oh, Regano's asking if we want to go top of the world in October. I think that's an easy yes for that.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
That's definite yes. So we need to be nice until then because he can get us in. We're like the riffraff of DVC. You stay with a DVC member and they treat you nice, but if you're like separated from your DVC member, they start like looking down on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you're not a DVC owner? Yeah. No, I'm a guest. All right, well, just get in the back of the line there. I'm very much looking forward to that.
So, anyways, I'm on the water sprites.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. And then I did resort hop. One morning I just said, hey, do you mind if I get on the monorail and just resort hop? And she's like, yeah. So I stopped over at the Contemporary, and I walked around the gift shops there. Mm-hmm. And I went to the Polynesian and walked around the gift shops there. So it was my first love of the resorts.
Did you go and like get some food and charge it back to the room?
No, I didn't do any of that.
Bill got his folio at the end of the week. What the hell is this? $17.50 for a steak at Kona?
Yeah, no, I guess I wasn't that good of a planner.
No, that would have been a good move. Just charge it back to my room, Grand Floridian room 1217. So that's good. So, you know, 15-year-old Jurgen wandering around the resorts.
Yep.
Short shorts, high socks.
Yeah, that would have been me. I got a picture. I got like a URI Run and Ran Sweet 16. I was wearing that shirt.
So that was like the summer after that, huh?
Yes, because we ran into George Allen from Dialing for Dollars.
Who the hell's that?
You don't remember George Allen Dialing for Dollars?
No.
It's like those cheesy movies that were on Channel 6.
No, right? I don't remember that.
WLNE, we love New England. It's the best place in the world to be. We love New England. WLNE.
Is that Channel what WLNE 6 stands for? I never knew that.
Look at this.
A revelation. How's that? W-L-N-E.
And you just think I'm a little sidekick back here, adding nothing to the show. Nothing.
I didn't say you add nothing. I just said you're not the talent. You're like the little monkey. You know, like the organ grinder as the monkey playing the music? Like, people come for the monkey, but they're nothing without the guy holding the box.
Yeah, I suppose.
What do you got
but
there?
Anyways, this show, it would be like the movie, like the 2 o'clock movie or the 3 to 5 movie.
Mm-hmm.
before they went to the early news. And every time they went to break, they'd go to George Allen, and he was the one who hosted the movie. And he'd call and see if you knew what was in the jackpot. So you had to watch the movie, kind of like the radio.
Yeah.
And if you got it right, you got the money. So George Allen was there.
So he's like a local Providence guy, or was he not?
Yeah, he's a local Providence guy. Me and my dad were walking around the pool, and we both had URI t-shirts on that day.
Oh.
And he yelled over, "You guys from Rhode Island?" And we're like, "Yeah, yeah." And he's like, "Well, we're gonna be going live soon. Oh. Do you want to come on the show?" And my dad chickened out.
Oh, he didn't want to be on TV.
No, I did though.
He was probably on workers' comp or something.
Like the day we were bunking school, Salty Brian show.
He took 3 days of sick time to take his vacation, so he didn't want to be seen.
Yeah, that's a good point. I never thought of that. Yeah. We love New England. It's the best place in the world to be. We love New England. WLNE Channel 6. We love New England. Channel 6.
We got
that's a good song. You like that one?
Yes, sir. We got Brent Thornton checking. It says Bergeron checking in.
Oh, Bergeron's in the hizzle.
Disney bound 11 days. Lake Buena Vista Resort. Your thoughts. Go Bruins.
Was he staying at Lake Buena Vista? I know he texted me a couple weeks ago and said that he was doing a quick trip, I think maybe with just his boy.
Oh, okay.
Because he was down in Sarasota Siesta Key maybe in February. We weren't able to hook up.
Lake Buena Vista Resort? Let's see. Suites at $118 a night. This looks nice. Lake Buena Vista Resort Village and Spa. Oh, they got like a pirate ship in the pool and stuff. Seems nice.
Where is it?
I'm guessing it's in Lake Buena Vista, Bill. Gonna go out on a limb here and say that might be where it is. I don't know the address. It doesn't say it on the website.
Doug Willen asked me, "How do you remember all these random songs?" That was the song to one of our major channels in Providence, Rhode Island.
It's 8113 Resort Village Drive, Orlando, Florida. How's that? It's a Walt Disney World Good Neighbor Hotel.
Oh, it's a good neighbor.
Mm-hmm. So how's that? Por favor, wife says she was in a parade with Salty Brian. Was he the Grand Marshal? No,
Brett Nick's place on Warwick Avenue.
Oh yeah,
10:30 in the morning.
Oh, you've
we go on the
story.
Radio like idiots.
Was salty.
Kevin Arthur Bentz goes home. So Kevin, how was breakfast this morning? Huh? Yeah, it was Salty Brian. I wasn't at breakfast.
Oh boy,
we're just too stupid.
That was
that
not
age.
Good. Yeah, didn't even think. No consequences.
So then, moving right along, Bill.
Yes, please. Keep the show on track.
So then the following year, I went 4 years in a row.
So like 88, 89, 90, and 91?
Yeah, so 89, we went with our grandfather.
Okay.
And we stayed at Caribbean Beach, which was pretty much brand new.
Oh, that's the one where he fell in the water, right? And you had to...
Well, he didn't. It wasn't him. It was his water sprite.
Oh, always blame the water sprite.
He kind of took that on land a little bit. We're having trouble getting that thing off.
He would have been. He would have been blacklisted if he did that today.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, he went. He went up on the engine's going, and Mike, I'm stuck. All right, I'm coming. We're calm, cool, and collective.
I can picture Frank Sr.
The only thing I worry about, I don't know how many pops he had, you know? I don't know what was in that orange juice in the morning.
That's true. You never know. He was on vacation. I mean, come on.
Well, yeah.
How did he like the parks? I never really asked you about that.
He really liked it.
Did he? Did he do rides or he just kind of
walked around? Yeah, he did Space Mountain.
Oh, did he?
He was crazy.
Was he doing this the whole time? Let's be the ball.
He was just like, for an old guy, he did everything.
Because how, if 89, he would have been like, what, 75 at that point?
Yeah, he was in the 70s, yeah.
Yeah.
It was too bad because he even said, he said my wife would have never done this, and that's why we took him, because she had no interest in doing any of that kind of stuff.
No, that's right.
So the following year when she passed away, we took him on a nice vacation.
And he had fun.
Yeah, he had a blast.
Oh, good.
Yeah, one day too, it was beautiful. Like, because again, I was like 16 at that time, so we could all do our own things.
Right.
So we're at the parks, and my parents were going to do something. I said, you know, I don't feel like doing a sit-down or something. I'm just going back to Caribbean Beach. And Frank's like, yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm not feeling well. That was his excuse to go over to downtown Disney.
To go to the bar or something.
Yeah, yeah. So we went back, and we went to Old Port Royal, and he and I had a little quick bite.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, you know what, I might just watch some TV and go in the pool and just hang out for a little while. Well, he went over to downtown Disney, and they used to have a liquor store over there. He came back off the bus, and he had nips in his pockets.
Oh, jeez. Just a liquor store. You could get those at the resort?
Yeah, you could, but they probably charge you $18. So.
No, that's true.
So, yeah, so he came back. It was beautiful. I think we just sat by the pool. He bought, like, a pint of orange juice.
Oh, and just started at his own.
Screwdrivers, yeah, and I just hung it. It was a beautiful.
Yeah.
And then the following year, I went with my friend Martin El Caruso. We stayed at Caribbean Beach. I requested the same room.
Oh, really?
Stayed with for Frank.
Hmm.
And we stayed there, and that was my first trip with a buddy. So that was very fun.
I thought you stayed at the Golf Inn at one point.
Well, that was the following year.
Oh, excuse me.
Yep. So the following year, we stayed at the Disney Inn.
The Disney Inn, right.
With Kevin Arthur Benz. And that was a great trip because that was when I was borderline 20.
You had a fake ID.
And I had a fake ID. So I was able to go to the gift shop at the Disney Inn because I followed what my dad used to do. This was pre-refrigerator days.
Mm-hmm.
Bill would go and get a six-pack, put it in the sink, and then go to the ice machine and dump his ice over it.
Right.
So that's what I would do at the Disney Inn. I would have my beer that I was able to buy with my fake ID, mm-hmm. and then I would throw ice in there.
Very nice.
So but it was beautiful.
Even then, they didn't have refrigerators in the rooms, huh?
No. Interesting. And Disney Inn would have been considered a deluxe resort, yep. And then we went to Pleasure Island with our fake ID, and I just had a blast.
Yeah.
And that's when you're getting into, a couple years ago, I was a pimply-faced, geeky kid who just liked the parks and this and that. And now you're going with fake IDs, and you're going to try to dance with hot chicks at Eight Tracks
and the Adventurers Club, and yeah.
Yeah.
What was the one that had, like, New Year's Eve every night?
That was Pleasure Island, but that was outside. They did fireworks.
Oh, every night they had.
So, yeah, it was every night. Yep. That was their theme. So, like, then they had, like, eight different nightclubs, and they had a comedy club.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that was Pleasure Island, though.
I never did that because that closed pretty much when I started going, because I think that closed in, like, 2008. 2009 maybe?
Yeah, I think the nightclub part ended. They had a lot of problems with Pleasure Island.
Yeah, yeah. It was
attracting a lot of locals, and there were a lot of fights and a lot of...
Well, I mean, just think about it. Kind of makes sense that might... Not that it makes sense, but it's to be expected, that kind of atmosphere. Bunch of people.
What is Joey asking? Is what I'm proud of.
Oh, that Lake Buena Vista Resort. I think it's right across from Disney Springs. I think it's in that area.
Oh, over like, oh, okay, yep, right over there.
I think that's one of
them. Like where the Hilton is.
I believe, like, I don't know.
Five or six hotels right next to.
Regano likes Jelly Rolls. That's a place.
Jelly Rolls, yep, Jelly Rolls.
I'd like to go there, but they don't have food. That's like, I would like to go and get some chicken wings and watch the piano players or something. But I don't know. That's something I would try, Jelly Rolls. So, all right, so that was, like, basically that stretch from 88 to, like, 92, that's when you really developed.
Yeah, it was a resort that got me, as you would probably figure out.
Well, right, and the brand new Caribbean Beach, you love that. Obviously, Grand Floridian.
Brand new Grand Floridian, I mean, the paint was still true. Wet.
Oh, really?
I mean, that was 2 weeks into it.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that was literally weeks after they...
I wonder how much it was for a room.
I remember it was like around two something.
Oh, really? That much even then?
Yeah, that is a lot for even back then.
Oh, yeah. Because I was listening, you know that retro podcast, the Retro WDW?
Yep.
They were talking about when the Contemporary first opened that they were getting like $115 a night. Mm-hmm. And they're like, that's a lot. And that's 71. So then, you know, 15 years later, yeah, I guess 225, 250, that's still, that's probably comparable to what it is now, about $600 a night.
Yeah, probably.
But that's pretty interesting. You know what they said? There was a hotel off property. They were talking about the resorts across from Disney Springs and what they were. I guess there was one, I forget what it was called, but Michael Jackson used to go to Disney World all the time. He would just fly in on a whim. Mm-hmm. And then he showed up to the Contemporary and they turned him away. They had no rooms. So he went to one of these hotels off of, across from, I guess it was not Disney Springs at that point. I don't even think it was downtown Disney at that point. But, so he went to one of those hotels and they, you know, they had a place, they gave him this like beautiful suite, and then he went there ever since. And they ended up like collaborating with him, and he brought in like all his own memorabilia, and he like decorated the room, and they would rent it out. Anytime he came, he would use the room, but then they could rent it out. And this was like mid-80s, and they were getting like three, oh, hello, Jeremine. They would get like $350 a night for that in like the mid-80s, they were saying, for that suite, which is like
$1,000. Michael Jackson suite.
Yeah, the Michael Jackson suite on like the 17th floor of this hotel. Pretty crazy. I know you're a big MJ fan, so I thought you'd like that story.
Big MJ fan.
Anyway, would you like to hear a little bit about when old Jürgen fell in love with Disney World?
Yes, please.
Oh, very nice. I like the up close. Let's go real close. So I don't have the stories and the history like you do. Because the first time I went, I was already in high school to Disney World. It was a short trip. It was just my mom, my sisters, and I. And we stayed at All-Star Sports for like three nights, I think. And this was, I think it was the year before Animal Kingdom opened. So it was like 97, maybe 96. I can't remember. It was right around, because Animal Kingdom wasn't open yet. I remember that. And we did just each park one day, and that was it. So that was kind of like, I don't remember a whole lot about that trip. So that was something that, that one didn't really like get me into it too much. And then after that, we didn't go too much until I was out of college, and we went on a family trip. I want to say 06 maybe in January. No, it must have been after that, because I think Catherine was legal drinking age, because we might have had some drinks together. So she was 86. So it must have been 2007 or 2008 even, because Sarah was in school, so she couldn't come on the trip with us.
2008, that's a lot. That's, you didn't have that much experience then, because then couple years after, I went to the Coronado Springs, and you told me to take a lot of pictures because you were going to honeymoon there.
Right. Well, we got married in 2011. So really, that's what started it, was planning the honeymoon. So okay. I let Sarah take care of all the wedding details, and she let me take care of all the honeymoon, and I dove in with 2 feet.
Now, let's backtrack your first day at the All-Stars.
Sure.
It did nothing for you? Did that trip just kind of like, eh?
It was,
well, yeah, I could take it or leave it. If I never went back, I'd be okay. Like, what were your thoughts?
It was so short. I think it was 3 nights, 4 days. We did Magic Kingdom maybe 2 days. We did Epcot 1 day, Studios 1 day. And I don't remember a lot of it. I know we just kind of ate quick service food and did the rides, and we never really hung out at the resort. I remember it being hot. I remember getting to the resort and walking a long way with all the bags trying to get to the room. I really don't remember a lot of it. I don't know why. I don't have any like distinct memories from that trip. So that did not, it had no impression on me. Nothing, not negative. It was good.
But just nothing. It
didn't stick with me as like, this is where it all began. No.
Okay.
I remember not liking Epcot that much. I think that was in like a bad time of Epcot, late 90s.
Okay.
Like, it was kind of, everything was just closing. There wasn't a lot. I didn't know anything about it. You know, I didn't do any prep. I'd never been there before. I didn't know what to look for. It was just kind of like meandering around. So we'll skip back ahead to the honeymoon planning, and I'm going on Disboards. I'm listening to podcasts. This is like early days of podcast 2010, trying to like find out what people think, where to stay, where's the best place to stay. I'm researching the dining plans, and then we end up doing the deluxe dining plan, and I'm looking in what are the best restaurants to go to. You know, find out you have to make your reservation 6 months ahead of time. So I remember actually like setting an alarm on the day 6 months ahead of time, waking up early and calling to make all my, like, I didn't even do it online. I called to make all my dining reservations with Disney at like 6:45 in the morning. I woke up, called, because I had to make sure I got Le Cellier, a California Grill, and Ohana, like all the hard to get ones. And we got all the reservations we wanted and everything like that. And we had a great trip, but we loved it. And then really what made it even better was while we were there, we had one of those bounce back offers in the room. Like, remember they used to leave those on the night table? It's like, if you book before you leave, yeah, you get 20% off. So we ended up booking another trip for December of that year, right after Thanksgiving.
Oh, so that's how that happened.
That's right. So
you were hooked. You got that taste of heroin, and you were just hooked, well, and you said, I got to come back.
Yeah, and we loved, like, I did all the research, and everything lived up to it. That was the thing. Like, you do all that prep, and sometimes things don't live up to it, but everything lived up to it. We had such a good time hanging out at the different resorts, doing all the parks, everything. And the food was so good. It was like a different, it was an eye-opening experience with the food, especially the food. I know that doesn't come as a big surprise to people who listen to the show.
What, do you like the food?
Well, the food, like, a lot of times if you don't do the prep work and you don't do reservations and you just do quick serves and you go around and you pull up to the closest quick serve place and, you know, there's three things on the menu. There's a chicken sandwich, a hamburger, or a hot dog. And then sometimes there's places like the pizza and things like that. But, you know, we had all these great reservations, you know, Chef de France, California Grill, Narcusi, Yachtsman, Le Cellier, like all these places. And all of them were so good. And we stayed at Coronado, a gorgeous resort, had a beautiful bed, nice, comfortable bed, the fountains at night, everything. Like, the resort was great, everything. We just loved the trip. And then we ended up booking that bounce back, and I talked Sarah into it. I said, well, let's go. We can book a cheap room. We'll get it at Pop Century, and we'll go at Christmas time and check everything out for Christmas. So then the whole cycle began again. As soon as we got back, I'm going back, looking at all the stuff, planning for that December trip. What reservations we want to make. And we did the quick service dining plan that time. So we only did one real sit down. We did the candlelight processional. We did Rose and Crown and had the dinner at Rose and Crown. Then we got the seat for the candlelight processional. And, you know, we did the Mickey's Christmas party and things like that. And saw, we went resort hopping and checked out all the resort decorations at Christmas, the Grand Floridian and the Contemporary and the Polynesian and everything like that. And it was great. We loved it. So that was really what did it. And then now the one thing that I really do think makes it still a passion for me is that I share it with, like, all my close family. Like, obviously my sisters and my parents, they all love it now. And then you and my wife and even the girls, like Mackenzie's really getting into it. Like, she doesn't know a lot about the parks, but she loves the Disney movies and the characters. So I show her videos on YouTube of the character meet and greets, and she gets excited about it. So it's like, the more I get into it, the more I like it, because it's just a common link with my family. Like, my father and I like sports, and then as far as my sisters, we didn't have a lot in common. Like, we always got along. We never had problems, but like, if we all have dinner together, inevitably it just comes back to Disney. We all talk about, you know, did you hear this, or what are you doing on the next time? And between my sisters and my parents, there's always someone from our family down there, like, every month out of the year almost, it seems like.
Yeah, that's true.
And now that you're living down there, we get to see you when we come down. And that was really what got you down there, that trip in 2014, right before the podcast started. That got you and Susie down to Florida for the most part.
That is true, sir. That is true.
So, I mean, you have to thank the Phoenicians for that.
Right, I do. Thank you, Phoenicians.
I don't know. Does that sum it up well enough for you? I mean, does that – what do you think?
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm. So yours wasn't love at first sight, nor was mine.
Well, yours was more, though, like, as a youngster. Mine came in my mid-20s. You know, I didn't really fall in love with it until I was married. So only the last 7-8 years. But it's been a great obsession. And now I'll be looking. I'll be laying down in bed, flipping through my phone, and I'll pull up a YouTube video of like a, oh, let's look at this Coronado Springs resort walk.
You just lay there in bed and watch it on your cell phone?
Yeah, I have my headphones plugged in. It's so dumb, but that's what I do. Don't you? I mean, that's what you do too, don't you?
No, I watch it on my computer.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. But it's just, I don't know. It's turned into an obsession. There's worse things, right?
Yeah, there's worse to be obsessed with, absolutely.
So it's not too bad. And it's a common bond with my family. So I do like that. Did we get any social media feedback about this, Bill? I know we had a little bit. See if I can find anything here.
Mr. Gentleman. Senor Gentleman.
Let's see, where are we here, William? So one of the, one feedback we got was from our friend Jesse. He said he fell in love on his first solo park day 4 months after his separation from his ex-wife. He liked it before, but now he loves it. So it was like a freedom thing, I guess, for him.
Disneyland.
But still, Disney. West Coast guy.
Right. But I'm sure he was talking about Disneyland.
That's true. And then, I don't know, do we get any feedback on Facebook? I know we posted something the other day, but I didn't really see.
I think Joe Regano said that he got married at the Polynesian.
That's right. That was what it was. Yeah. So I could see how that would be a good memory and a good way to start the obsession.
I didn't know they had weddings here.
At the Poly?
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, you can have a wedding anywhere you want if you open up the checkbook.
Yeah, you're right.
The price is right. That's all it comes down to.
Steve, Jeremy.
They'll close down the Magic Kingdom for a day if you dole out the right amount of money, I think.
I think they used to do that when Michael went. They used to let him go when they closed.
Oh, yeah, I've heard
that. They'll never keep it open for him.
Yeah. Because, like, there's even times where, like, a company will rent out, like they'll close early at like 6 o'clock, and then a company comes in and they'll have like beers everywhere in the Magic Kingdom where the employees of the company can just grab it and do whatever they want.
Well, this isn't official yet, but we are discussing our 5-year having it there, closing the park down and flying 100 random listeners.
Random? Okay. Am I invited to this? I mean, I know I'm paying for it.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, if you're paying for it, you can come.
Well, that's true. Any other thoughts you want to add here, or should we get to wrapping things up?
Yeah, we can get to wrapping things up, Jürgen.
All right. Well, I appreciate everyone who joined us on the live broadcast tonight as we talked about when and how we fell in love with Disney World for episode 218 live of the Por Favor podcast. Obviously, you know you can find us on Facebook because you're here watching us. Twitter is Por Favor Podcast, youtube.com/Por Favor Podcast. You could go to PorFavorPodcast.com, subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, leave reviews, everything like that. Email the show info@PorFavorPodcast.com and email me Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com. Michael.
You can email me, Mike@PorFavorPodcast.com, and you can follow me on Twitter @PorFavorMike.
Anything else you want to add, or are you ready to bring it home?
Hello there, Jeremy.
There they goes.
Here they come.
All right, this has been episode 218 of the Por Favor Mantengase a la Jaro de las Podcast. For my co-host Mike down in Florida, my name is Gary. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away. That's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away. There's a great big
beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow,
and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.